From there, the skulls ranged upward in size to the three great monsters of song and story, the dragons that Aegon Targaryen and his sisters had unleashed on the Seven Kingdoms of old. The singers had given them the names of gods: Valerian, Meraxes, Vhagar. Tyrion had stood between their gaping jaws, wordless and awed. You could have ridden a horse down Vhagar's gullet, although you would not have ridden it out again. Meraxes was even bigger, and the greatest of them all, Valerian the Black Dread, could have swallowed an auric whole, or even one of the hairy mammoths said to roam the cold wastes beyond the port of Ibn. Tyrion stood in a dank cellar for a long time, staring at Valerian's huge, empty-eyed skull, until his torch burned low, trying to grasp the size of the living animal, and to imagine how it must have looked when it spread its great black wings and swept across the skies, breathing fire.